In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The kingdom of God certainly comes without our prayers. But we pray in this petition that his kingdom would come among us as God our Father gives us his Holy Spirit, so that by his grace we believe his word and lead godly lives here in time and there in eternity. There is no way around it. There is no wiggle room. There is no loophole. The Word of God, His holy commandments, call us to holiness of living here and now, that we are to live as befitting Christians, that we are to live according to our vocation. That is, we are to love and serve our neighbor, whom God has placed before us, in the station of life in which we find ourselves. Whether it's child or parent, husband or wife, man or woman, we love our neighbor. We serve him. To not do so is to despise the word of God. You see full well what that brings. You heard the warning spoken to the prophet Ezekiel to give to the people. You hear what St. Paul describes amongst those who will not heed the word of the Lord. They are stubborn, stiff-necked people. They trade natural desires, natural wants for unnatural. And they are compounded in their sin. But did you notice God's mercy? Certainly, it's easy to take these readings and to look at them in light of the second petition of the Our Father and to hear nothing but stern, killing law. And it's true. If you do not live according to the Christian faith, if you do not live as befitting a Christian, as God has called you to be, your faith, you are giving evidence that your faith is dead, that your faith has no root, that it is dried up and withered away, and you will be burned up like so much chaff in the day of his glory. There is mercy here. Did you hear it? As I met with the youth for Bible study this afternoon, they asked me, why does God send the prophet Ezekiel to those whom he says will not listen? To those whom he says are a stiff-necked people. I said, well, what do you see? Why does he send them? He sends the prophet Ezekiel. He sends his word so that they would hear his word, that the Spirit might work his purpose in them, and that he would bring them to repentance. God does not just simply cut off the hard of heart, the stiff of neck, the obstinate of belief. He does not cut you off and say, you have fallen, you have sinned, I will have no more to do with you. Rather, he sends forth his word for your sake, because his desire is not that any should die, but that all should repent, that all should come to the knowledge of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and be saved in and by him. That is the will of God revealed to us in the Scriptures. So he does not leave stiff-necked, hard-hearted Israel alone. He does not leave those who are caught and mired in their sins and in their trespasses to their own devices. But he sends forth his word that he has overcome sin, death, and the devil. That he has overcome the weak, fallen, sinful nature, all in the person, in the death of his beloved Son. The close and intimate connection of Christmas and Epiphany is summed up in John's prologue to his Gospel. We have beheld the Word made flesh, is of the only begotten Son of the Father. That's Christmas. Full of grace and truth. That's Epiphany. That God reveals Himself in the person of our Lord Jesus. That He reveals Himself in our human flesh by virtue of His incarnation. He has not abandoned us, nor has He left us to ourselves. He sends forth His Son. He sends forth the word of His holy cross. He sends forth ministers speaking forth to us that word, administering the holy sacraments given and instituted for our sake, that we may turn from those unnatural desires, from those sinful lusts, that He would remove that hard heart, that He would loosen that stiff neck, that He would give us an obstinacy, not of heart, but of faith. Faith that will not be moved from Him. Faith that will not be budged from Him. Faith that will accept no substitute other than Jesus Christ, the incarnate Son of God, crucified and raised again. There is forgiveness for your sins. Whatever it is you have committed, whatever it is you struggle with. The Lord still sends forth His word for your sake. He is still revealing and manifesting His Son to you in the church, in the means of grace, in the preaching of His word, in the singing of Orthodox hymns, in the words of the Holy Liturgy. The Son is being made known to you in His grace, according to His truth, that you would not be burdened, that you would not seek after the creations of your own hands, but that you would be kept safe and secure in Him, planted by the Spirit deep into the wounds in His hands, feet, and side, that you would believe His holy word, and that you would live according to it here and now, as He has called you to be, that He would unburden you by your shame and guilt and give you a new and joyful heart that calls upon His name and receives gladly and happily what He most desires to give you. The word still goes forth for your sake. Jesus is still making Himself known here to you for your sake, that you may hear and turn from the old ways of sin and death, that you may hear and receive in Jesus Christ the forgiveness of your sins and life everlasting in your own body with Him in His kingdom where ages never end. In Jesus' name. Amen.